What is up, you guys? Welcome back. This week's episode, we got some special guests with us. We have Janine and Josh Jones. Janine is actually Nathan's sister and Josh is her husband. We are super excited to have them on.
Yeah, guys, if you don't remember, Allie and I are doing this thing where on episodes that end in 4 and 9, we want to interview some of our friends or some couples that are in similar positions to you guys so you can learn from the people around you, learn from people. It doesn't have to be like a therapist or a doctor for you to learn. You can learn a lot of great things just from people who are just one step ahead of you in life. So we want to bring on Janine and Josh Jones. A lot of times we're going to have multiple couples, like 2 or 3, but say we just have them. But really, that's all you need because these guys pack a punch.
Definitely. They're going to be sharing with us a little bit about their experience that's sort of unique. I mean, not crazy unique, but they started off as friends and they were good friends for a while in the same friend group. And then that kind of escalated and moved on to a romantic relationship and kind of evolved to that. So they've got some cool experiences they're going to share with you guys today that's really helpful to show why, you know, having a foundation of friendship and a relationship is so helpful.
Yeah. So there's a lot of great things to look for in this episode. We're going to talk about how to know if the person you're dating is the right for you, kind of looking at Janine and Josh's story. We're going to talk about friendship and the importance that friendship makes and having a really solid foundation for your marriage, guys. But if you like this episode, check out the other ones we've done that are similar. Check out episode 14 and episode 19. You guys can also listen to episode 3 where Allie and I share our own story and talk about how to know if the person dating is right for you. So without further ado, hope you guys enjoy. Welcome to the Marriage Prep Podcast. I'm Nathan Hooper.
And I'm Allie Hooper. In this podcast, we will give you all the resources that you need to go from dating or engaged to creating a lasting marriage that will bring you more happiness than you ever thought possible.
Here, we're going to interview experts and discuss important topics like how to know if your partner is right for you. We will provide you guys a list of questions and conversations that you need to be having to make sure you're both ready for marriage and on the same page.
We will even dive deep into topics like sexual intimacy, finances, how to have a fair fight, and a whole lot more to make sure you can step up to that altar with complete confidence.
So subscribe now and make sure you guys don't miss any episodes, and we'll see you in there. What is up, guys? Super excited for this week's episode. Today we have a very special guest, 2 very special guests that are near and dear to Allie and I's hearts. We have Janine and Josh Jones, who Janine is my sister, Josh, our brother-in-law. Very happy to have you guys here.
Happy to be here.
Yeah, it's good to be here with you guys.
Janine excited. And Josh are just a model couple, so we had to have them on.
They're just angels on earth, essentially.
Janine's my younger sister, but I look up to Janine because she's amazing. Yeah.
We always joke, she's actually the oldest sibling. She's the mother of the family. She has her life together way more than we do.
Oh, yeah. And very cool about them, they actually also just had a baby. So Janine and Josh were pregnant, and they knew like in December.
They announced it.
They had this whole plan.
We're all super excited, a little jealous of them.
Yes. And then Allie and I found out in April that we were also pregnant, but we were 5 months, like Allie was already 22 weeks pregnant. So we found out we were basically pregnant at the same time.
Yep.
But it took us 5 months later till we found out.
And babies had a 1 day apart due date.
Yeah. So their little baby girl is named Addison. Our Rosie, they're going to grow up, be best friends. So
it's funny. I was just thinking the other day about how I was remembering when Joshua and I announced it, and I looked over at you two, and you both just kind of looked slightly horrified. Like you were just both so shocked and like, oh my gosh. And so then it's funny looking back and realizing that Allie was pregnant that whole time.
Yeah.
And we just had no idea.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. So crazy.
So Rosie and Addison are going to listen to this podcast in the future and just be so embarrassed.
So embarrassed. Yeah. So Rosie, Addison, we love you.
Yeah.
You're the best, but hopefully you're embarrassed right now.
That's the goal. Yeah. That's the whole point of this.
Exactly. Yeah. No, but we want to hear from you guys. Tell us your story. How did you guys meet? How did you fall in love? How did you know that getting married was the right decision for the both of you?
So we met. Well, so the first time we had a seminary together our sophomore year of high school. And I remember on the first day that we were assigned to our classes, I looked over at Joshua and I thought, like, this kid is the biggest punk I've ever seen. Like, I'm not going to have a good experience in this class with this kid in it. And then he like got up and he introduced himself and he's like, hi, I'm Josh Jones. I play the piano. I play lacrosse. I'm in the Bingham Creek stake. And that was the stake that I lived in too. And so we lived in the same areas and I was just kind of horrified. I was like, I'm never going to get away from this kid. Like, he's at school, he's at church. Like, man, like this kid is taking over my life kind of a thing is what it felt like.
What about Josh gave off these punk vibes?
So
This is my chewing gum.
Yeah.
Gum habits.
The ear piercings, the tattoos. I mean,
yeah.
The eyebrow piercings.
Yes, neither of those.
He was smoking a cigarette. Like, it was just nuts.
In seminary.
No, yeah. He was just chewing gum and like laughing loud. And like, he kind of does just like have like a loud, boisterous laugh, which I love now. But at the time, I was like, what is with this kid? He doesn't remember that at all. Like, he doesn't remember me from that class, really.
Absolutely not. No, yeah. The first time I remember seeing Janine in that class, we were...
No, it's an embarrassing story. Don't tell it.
It was like it was like the middle of the year. I don't know. We were doing like some game with like a basketball hoop. And we had to... I don't know. You had to shoot a basketball into the hoop. And Janine got up and it was her turn. And
I was getting cocky because I had been doing well thus far.
So she said that she had to do good because her brother played basketball.
Yeah, so I was like, it's in my blood. That's why I'm doing so well.
And then she missed.
Oh. Classic Janine.
That's the first time I remember her.
I was expecting her to like throw it and hit the front of the rim and go back in her face. Exactly. And she gets concussed and the ambulance has to come and nose is bleeding. And
that was the moment.
That's the Janine we know and love.
That was the moment I knew.
Anyway, so then after that class, then like later on in the year, we became friends. And then we became better friends. And then...
We started
lovers.
Dating.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah. So yeah, then we didn't have a class together our senior year, so we didn't see each other as often. So then we started FaceTiming every night to make up for never seeing each other during the day. And then everyone was like, oh, you guys are so in love. And we're like, no, we're just friends. Like, it's, you know, it's not romantic at all. And then like during our first like DTR, we were like, well, so obviously I'm in love with you and I want to get married. And so like that was like our first like define the relationship conversation. And then
but you guys weren't like officially dating. You just were like casually casually FaceTiming every night.
Yeah.
But that, as friends do, as friends
that
of
had only been going
do.
On like a month
like
or
2 months
two.
At that point. Yeah.
Yeah, like it wasn't that long. And then we were like, well, we really need to decide like what we're doing. And so Janine was really nervous. She was like freaking out.
Yeah, I was way stressed. Because I didn't, I kept postponing this conversation. And so we set aside, a specific time and date to do it. So I kept putting it off. And then, we confessed our love for each other. And
we basically said, both of us just said, I could see us getting married in the future.
Wow. And this was a senior year of high school.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
So yeah, this was at the beginning of 2016 was when we had that conversation. And yeah, so from that point on.
So what happened? What progressed from that point until you guys got married?
So...
Or was it pretty smooth sailing?
I think it was pretty smooth sailing from there.
Yeah, I feel like it was just real smooth.
Like we really just, I don't know, that was always just kind of the plan.
Yeah, so like we like dated for like a year before Joshua left on his mission. And then I left on my mission shortly after. So then we were able to email while we were on our missions. And we tried not to talk about our relationship or anything like that. And so like we would just email and talk about the gospel and like how each other were doing. And stuff like that. What? We didn't talk about our relationship.
Josh is making faces at Janine.
It's not like we were like,
yeah, right. She,
like, I'm thinking
time,
about these colors for our wedding.
Can't wait
like,
to
one
be
time,
held
though,
in your arm.
She tried to write me off one time. So that was a little stressful.
It was for 2 weeks. And then we were like, we're fine.
Every person who writes someone on their mission does that. At
right,
least once.
Yeah.
Always.
So what happened to you guys during this high school time where you're kind of like your friendship was progressing, you started FaceTiming? How did you guys like, what about each other made you know that's like, I could see myself marrying this person?
I think that's just it. The fact that I think most people would just say that's kind of weird that you would want to get married to somebody when you're not even dating or when you're not even official.
Yeah.
But that, I think that's just is that we had already been friends for such a long time and we liked spending time, so much time with each other that we already just kind of knew that it would work out and that we would like it.
Yeah. Yeah. Like whenever we would hang out as friends, like it was always better whenever Joshua was there. And one of our other friends at one point said, I just love being around Josh. Like I feel like I'm my best self whenever he's around. And I was totally like, yes, like that's exactly what he is. Like he's so great that I feel like he brings out greatness in everyone around him. And so I feel like that helped me to feel confident in our relationship and my desire to be with him forever because like he does bring out my best self and he always has. And so I knew that that was something that I wanted for my whole life, kind of a thing.
That's cool. It sounds like you guys, I think a lot of times if you go straight into dating, you're kind of trying to put on a show or like impress that person because you're like in a romantic relationship and there's like a little bit more on the line. But when you're friends with someone, you just kind of like let them see your full self. And so it sounds like you guys knew a ton about each other before you were dating. And so that made it probably easier because you had seen each other maybe at your best, at your worst, in between. And that probably helped to like be confident. Like Janine, you knew that he brought out the best in you. And like Josh, it sounds like, well, you both just were really confident in each other. And the time that you spent together, like as friends, really just like prepared you so that things could move quickly when you made that next step.
As you guys were kind of progressing through that point of kind of coming to that conclusion, what were your feelings like when you were deciding like and realizing, I think I can marry this person. Like I, you know, I'm kind of falling in love. Like what were your, can you describe like your feelings at that time of like, how were you feeling? Like, how were you knowing?
I think, I don't know, like the best thing is just that I could spend time with Janine and I could be with her for 5 hours one day. And then the next day I could do it again. It's like I could spend so much time with her and then never got bored and I never didn't like the time that I spent with her, no matter what we were doing. So I think that's a big factor.
Yeah. So we would hang out like almost every day. And then like once we went to our separate houses or whatever, we would go home and we would still FaceTime. Like we just, I don't know, like we just always wanted to talk to each other and be with each other. And like, even if, you know, it wasn't, like we weren't doing anything crazy or anything like that, but we just enjoyed being with each other and like, just, yeah, we just never got tired of each other. And so that just felt like good and exciting. And like, I don't know, like it just, if for us, it felt like it just clicked right away. Like we were lucky in that regard that we found each other so quickly and that it worked so well right off the beginning, right from the beginning, I guess. So yeah, like we were just excited and happy and having a good time, I guess.
That's so cool. I think there's lots of different types of couples and types of relationships. I think there's people where they kind of like have it easy, like you guys. And some people, they don't so much. Like I think there's some people where there's just like, it takes a lot of like prayer. Like they meet someone and they're like, I don't know. Like, is this right? I don't know how I feel. But it sounds like for you guys, it was just so easy and smooth sailing right off the bat. So I think a lot of people, when they're in that position, they're kind of like questioning it and like not trusting that like it can be that good. And I think that's like a reason a lot of couples struggle is that they don't trust that like sometimes it is just that easy and that good. And you guys have been married for like 2 years now, 2.5 almost?
Yeah, two.
2.5. And seems like you guys are still doing great. And so I think like the biggest roadblock or stumbling block to couples success sometimes is just them not believing that like it is as good as they think it is. It sounds like you guys just had like smooth sailing and that's okay. Like that can be the case. And that's like an awesome, beautiful thing that like couples can experience. Like I think a lot of people worry that, you know, that's not possible and that there's got to be like some red flag down the line, but sometimes it is just that smooth, which is awesome.
Yeah, no, I love that. And I think a couple of things I'm kind of learning from your guys' story is that like, two really important factors that at least for your guys' scenario was number one, that you kind of brought out the best in each other. That if the person you're dating is bringing out the best in you, like that's a great sign. And then number two is that you can have like endless conversations, but you can be around them and you're not getting sick of them. You kind of always have a desire to be with them, which I think are two great, great like factors into knowing if the person you're dating is the right one for you. But in this episode, you guys want to focus on like on friendship specifically, because as Ali and I have been doing these interviews, we've kind of come to a theme of like some of the best marriages we come across started out by having a really solid foundation of friendship. Instead of having a foundation of attraction or anything else, it was a foundation of friendships. So we want to kind of hit on that. For you guys, what role do you feel like friendship has played in your marriage up to this point?
I feel like one thing for me is I love knowing that I would want to be his friend even if we weren't romantically involved. Like, I think it's cool knowing that even if we weren't married, I would still want Joshua in my life because we just like being together. And so I feel like friendship has been a good foundation for us because like, it's just helped us to like get along well and like the understanding of each other's perspectives and stuff like that, because we didn't start our relationship with these big, like romantic expectations of each other. Like, I wasn't expecting him to like bring me flowers or anything like that, because we were just friends. Like we didn't have those kind of expectations as we started our relationship, because that's not how our friendship was.
So it's just like more relaxed, right? Like, I mean, we didn't have to deal with like that stress of like, oh, I got to impress them. I got to make sure that they know how much I love them, I guess. I don't know. So we just never had to to deal with that stress because we already had that. We showed that love to each other in a different way before when we were just friends, you know? So it was very fluid and just moving that from, you know, being a friendship to an actual relationship.
Yeah. Mm.
Feels like that's like a more authentic and natural way to do things. Like I know in my past dating life, a lot of times when I would date first and be friends second, it's almost like the friendship wasn't authentic because for me, I was trying to like impress these guys. And so I would withhold certain information about myself because I didn't want to like freak them out, like that I was really quirky or weird, or I didn't want to come on too strong or whatever. But you guys were already friends and you already like knew that you liked all aspects of each other as friends. And that I think removes some pressure. So absolutely. I think there's like a lot of value in that and being friends first.
And actually just, I wanted to go back a little bit, and Janine probably doesn't like me sharing this, but before she liked me, I had liked her before that. So basically like from the time that I had started to notice her, I was like, man, I think that this girl is really beautiful and I want to get to know her, you know? And then we ended up in the same friendship and the same friend group, and we were able to, you know, get to know each other better. And there was a point where I had taken her to a school dance, and there was a point where I came to the realization that she didn't really like me in that way. And I was fine with that. And I was like, I just like being around this girl in general. So I don't want to put any strain on that relationship, on that friendship, because I just like being around her. So I didn't put any pressure on her to try to date me or anything like that. So I think that was a good point for us, because I came to that realization that this is more important, that I can be friends with her and it doesn't have to be anything crazy. So I guess that's I don't know if that's of help to anybody, but it's like, you know, playing the long game, I guess.
Josh is a living testament that you can get out of the friend zone.
Right?
Stick it out long enough.
What happened? Like, what was that like, you know, for somebody who maybe like they kind of find themselves in their friend zone with a girl that they're interested in or a guy they're interested in? Like, what kind of changed for you guys where it's like this friendship then kind of became something romantic? Because obviously, like, in order to have a great marriage, you can't just be great friends. Like, there has to be romantic and attraction involved in that. Like, you have to have both. What changed or what happened for you guys where that friendship was able to then progress into like a romantic relationship?
So throughout mine and Joshua's whole friendship, like, I always knew that he was very reliable and dependable, and that like I could trust him with anything and he wouldn't judge me. And so that was like, I don't know, like that was important to me to feel that way about him. And I felt that way before we even started dating. And so there was one day where I had a really crappy car in high school and it would just die all the time. And so there was one day where it died after school and I was like stranded at the high school, and it was right after Joshua had driven away. And I was like, I knew if Joshua was here, he would be able to solve this problem, because he's just a problem solver and he's just smart and he's resourceful. And like, I know he would be able to jumpstart my car. And so then eventually later he came back for a soccer game, and we were in the middle of our friend's soccer game when one of our other friends was like, oh, Josh, like, by the way, like, Janine's car died and she needs a jump. And he's like, oh, like, let's go do that right now. Like, let's go get that taken care of. Like, he didn't even hesitate or say like, oh, like, let's wait until after the game. Like, he wanted to make sure I was taken care of like as soon as possible. And so we just went and we were just talking, and I was just having such a good time talking to him, because that year we didn't have a class together, like I said before. And so I didn't realize how much I missed talking to him every day and having him in my life. And so just having him be there with me and, you know, help me solve this, you know, little problem, and just like having him make sure that I was taken care of, was just really meaningful to me. And it helped me to realize how much Joshua's friendship meant to me. And then as we just kept talking more, and I realized more and more that I needed and wanted him to be a daily part of my life. Like, I think that's just kind of where that romantic aspect of it clicked for me, was that I just wanted to be with him all the time, and I would make excuses to like hold his hand or like touch him or give him hugs and stuff like that. And so eventually, like, when I started doing those kinds of things, I realized like, oh, like, this isn't just a friendship anymore. Like, I want this to be something more.
So it was gradual, but like easy, it sounds like.
And I mean, something I kind of point I want to point out there too was is the absence. Like Josh's absence from Janine's life for a little bit kind of made Jean realize like how much she actually really appreciated him, which was the same with Allie and I. Yeah. It was the same with a lot of couples that like this little absence, little time away can help make, you know, absence makes, what is it? The distance
makes the heart grow fonder.
Yeah. So like having a little bit of distance, like if you're stuck in the friend zone and you've been there and you've been really faithful and you've been a really great friend, maybe a little bit of distance can help.
Gives yourself some space. Yeah. It's a good point.
Any other thoughts about that, guys? Like as far as like friendship progressing into a romantic relationship, that covers it.
No.
Awesome. So obviously like friendship, like it's so important to start with the foundation of friendship, like, and building on that friendship, making sure you're friends first. What do you guys do? Because in order to have a successful marriage that, you know, lasts your whole life, you have to maintain that friendship. You can't like, grow distant. What do you guys do to help maintain your friendship and kind of stay good friends?
I don't know. I've been noticing actually recently that it's gotten a little bit harder, yeah. I feel like.
Well, you just had a baby.
With a baby, and, yeah. Everything, I mean, and with work, sometimes it's just, a lot of times I come home and Janine wants to like talk to me about my day and how was your day? What did you do? And a lot of the times I'm like, I'm really bad at talking to her. And I think that's something that really helps and is a need, a must have in a relationship. So I think that it's important to make that time to have your talks, your one-on-one time, even if you have a baby or even if you have other responsibilities, to make that time where you can talk and keep getting to know one another, because you never know each other perfectly. So
something that we like doing when we go on dates is I like to look up like first date questions, and like we'll go through and like ask each other all the questions, even if it's just like, who's your best friend? And then we're like, oh, well, you're my best friend. Like, you know, like surprise, like we still like take the time to like ask each other those questions. And so I think one thing that we try to do at least is just try to keep getting to know each other. And like, cause like sometimes I still feel like I don't know Joshua very well at all. Like, I'm like, man, like who is this guy I married? Like, obviously I know him, but like sometimes like I'll like learn something new and I'll be like, wow, like I had no idea. And so it's fun like reviewing those questions every now and then and like finding out like new things that I maybe didn't notice or realize before. So yeah, I feel like that helps us to like maintain some sort of friendship. Cause yeah, like it's definitely harder to have quality time together. Cause yeah, having a baby is great, but it's you don't get to focus on your relationship as much anymore.
Totally. I can relate with that for sure. I think it becomes a lot harder to find the time to connect like that, but I think it's still important. And I think even if you can like take that time to get to like re-get to know each other, even if it's just once a week or twice a week for 10 or 15 minutes, it really adds up. And I agree. I think that we do, like, as we grow, we change and we evolve. And so it's so important and so fun to get to know each other better as you go, like to ask each other those questions. So I think that's a really good idea to like look up question ideas online and ask each other that, whether you're just starting to date or engaged or married for a year or married for 10 or 20 or 30 years. Like, it's always a good idea to keep getting to know each other for as long, as much or as little time as you have available to you.
Yeah. I think that every time you do that, you will like learn something new. Like you'll find some surprises, like you'll find some new things to love about your partner, which is awesome. But last question for you guys, want to wrap it up. It's been so awesome to hear your story and to kind of see all that. But we talked about your little baby, Addison. If Addison listened to this podcast in 18, 19, 20 years, when she's older, she's thinking about getting married herself, what would you guys tell her? What would you want her to hear as far as like advice for getting married?
I feel like one thing I would want her to know or focus on is just finding someone who brings out the best in her, kind of just like I mentioned earlier, because Joshua really does like bring out the best in me. Like, I feel like before I met him, I was, you know, like this punk and I was kind of a brat and like, you know,
you were like, a high school kid.
Right. Yeah. Like, I was just like a moody high school teenager, but like Joshua wasn't. Like, I feel like he's just always been almost as close to perfect as you can get. Aww. And so like it made me, like, knowing that he liked me, it made me want to become better so that I could feel more worthy of his love and attention. And so I feel like I would just want Addison to find someone that made her feel that same way. Like, find someone who didn't feel worthy of her, or find someone who she didn't feel worthy of, because then I feel like that just motivates you to both like progress more and desire to be better for one another.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's been good for me and for our relationship.
I don't know what I would say to her. I mean,
it's weird to think about.
It's really hard. It's like she's only 2 months old. Like I don't want her getting married.
Yeah, you can hear her cry.
Crying. I would probably just say to not stress it. I don't think that you can force any kind of intimate relationship like that. I think that you just need to not stress about it and just have hope that even if you've tried so many times and you can't seem to find anyone that suits you or that meets what you'd like, I think it'll come. And I think the biggest thing is just like with our story is, you know, obviously when you're looking for someone that you'd maybe possibly want to date, you're looking first for at the looks. How do they look? Are they pretty or not pretty? And I think a close second to that is really try to be their friend first. Really try to develop that friendship above anything else. And then everything else will fall into place after that.
Awesome. Wise words.
Very well. Addison, listen up.
Yeah. Got a smart dad.
Rosie,
mom.
Too. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, if she ever listens to this.
Yeah. This has been so awesome, guys. Thank you so much, guys. Let us all try to be more like Janine and Josh in our lives.
Janine and Josh Jones. Janine, I mean, even Josh their name Jones. Is cool.
Yeah. J and J.
J and JJ.
Yeah.
So many J's.
No, they're awesome. So thank you guys so much. We really appreciate having you guys on here.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Thank you.